听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day to study English with us. Now, if you've got your magazines handy, please open them up to page 26 and take a look at that picture at the top of the page. What do you think that machine is? Is it a car or a plane? Well, actually, it's both. It's the Terrafugia Transition, which can be both flown, like an airplane, and driven, like a car. Let's learn more about this machine after we visit the word bank and preview the keyword commute, as in, Trina has a 2-hour commute to work each day. Next, we have the idiom catch on. The idea of riding bicycles to work is really starting to catch on. Okay, this month's technology feature begins on page 26. Please follow along as we begin the reading.
The Terrafugia Transition. The airplane you can fly or drive. Are you sick of commutes to the airport? Exhausted by the search for airport parking? Tired of trying to find ground transportation at your destination? A flying car may be just what you need. While the concept of flying cars has been around for decades, the cars themselves have never really caught on. Now, the Massachusetts-based company Terrafugia is changing that.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Esther, and today we're introducing a very special new vehicle to you in our technology article, and it's called the Terrafugia Transition. Terrafugia. Chip, tell us what it means.
Well, actually, Terrafugia is probably not originally an English word, but it comes from the Latin language, and Terrafugia means escape from the land. And here we're talking about the Terrafugia Transition, and a transition is some kind of change. It's a change or a movement from one thing to another.
Right, it's a change from one state to another. And this is also the name of this special vehicle. The company is called Terrafugia, and this vehicle that we're talking about, it's an airplane that you can fly or drive, is called the Transition.
Wow, an airplane that you can fly or drive. I think people have been talking about a flying car for many, many years, and now it looks like we finally are making the transition into a time when we can drive an airplane or fly your car.
And it's becoming more common. So we start our article by asking you this question. Are you sick of commutes to the airport? Are you tired of commutes or long trips to and from to the airport? And a lot of people commute. For example, I'm a commuter. I take the bus or subway to work every day, and it's no fun because you have to spend a lot of time. Sometimes there are crowds, and sometimes it can be pretty tiring.
Right. To commute to work is, well, if it's a long commute, then it's not very fun. My commute is pretty short. I have only about a 10-minute commute to work each morning, so it's not too bad. But maybe you are sick or tired of commutes to the airport. Maybe you are exhausted by the search for airport parking. Looking for parking at the airport makes you exhausted. It makes you very tired. Or maybe you are tired of trying to find ground transportation once you arrive at your destination.
Right, once you arrive at your destination or the final place where you want to go on your trip. So what should you do? Well, we have something for you. Our article says a flying car may be just what you need. It seems like in the past people dreamed about having flying cars. Well, today this is becoming a reality.
Right, it's finally becoming a real thing here in the present time. Our article says that while the concept, or we might think of this as the idea of flying cars, has been around for decades, so many years, a decade is 10 years, so decades is more than 10 years, the cars themselves have never really caught on. So if something catches on, what does that mean, Esther?
Well, it means it's becoming very popular or fashionable. It's like a trend. For example, we might say that riding bikes to work has caught on. Many people now like to ride their bikes to work.
Okay, so if a thing catches on, that means it becomes more popular. If a person catches on to something, that's something totally different. That actually means that the person learns how to do something. But that's a totally different meaning. Here, the concept or the idea of flying cars has never really caught on. It's never really become popular. But now, the Massachusetts-based company, Terrafugia, is changing that.
So this company, Terrafugia, it's located in Massachusetts. That's why our text says it's Massachusetts-based. And it's changing that. It's changing people's idea about having a flying car, and it's making this idea become more popular.
Okay, so Terrafugia is helping this idea catch on. So, Esther, I'm curious, is this something that you think you might be interested in buying if this idea really catches on and becomes truly popular?
Well, I think it would be great if we had a flying car, but I would be worried about the cost. And later we'll be talking about the cost and how Terrafugia is trying to make the cost more reasonable so more people will be able to buy the special vehicle.
Right, and actually I suppose it would take some time to learn how to fly your car, because I know how to drive a car, but I suppose I don't really know how to fly my car.
And I'm sure the government would need to make new laws about airspace and time and different things like that. Well, we're going to learn more about Terrafugia's transition very soon, but let's visit the chat room. We'll take a break and then we'll be right back.
Hi friends, welcome to the chat room, and it's great to have Doris in the chat room today. Welcome, Doris.
Well, thanks, Ken, and it's always great to be in the chat room.
Doris, today's lesson asks the question, are you sick of commutes to the airport? Now, this is not saying a person is sick in bed, is it?
No, it's not. To be sick of something actually means that you're annoyed with it. In English, we tend to express ourselves with exaggerations. This is exaggerating our feeling about commutes.
Oh, I see. So someone who is really annoyed with something can use this expression.
Yes. You can be sick of noise, the weather, traffic, and many other things.
What if you're really feeling ill from something? How should we express that?
Well, then you're sick from something. For instance, he got sick from the food he ate.
I see. Sick 并不一定是指生病。片语 to be sick of something 是受不了的意思。I'm sick of the noise. 我受不了这个噪音。若是你真的是因为某样东西而生病，介系词要改用 from。比如说 ,he got sick from the food he ate. 他生病是因为吃到不干净的食物。
Well, you know, Ken, you can also be tired of something.
Really? Does that mean it makes you sleepy?
No, it actually means that you are bored with something. Someone may say, I'm tired of eating the same thing every day. Or, I'm tired of watching TV. Let's go outside for a walk.
Are there any other phrases like this?
Sure. You can actually combine the two words sick and tired. If you're sick and tired of something, you are really annoyed and bored with it. Some people are sick and tired of the city. They may want to take a vacation to the country.
So being sick and tired is stronger than just being sick of something.
Yes, that's right. Another way to say that is that you are fed up with something.
Fed up? Doesn't that suggest that you ate too much?
No. In this case, it means that you have faced something you don't like for a while, and you're ready for a change.
Well, some people are fed up with their jobs.
Well, that's true. But many people are under a lot of stress today, at work and at school and at home, and they might say they're fed up. And it's important to stop and examine what's really important.
That's important. That's good advice. 除了 sick of something, 还有几个相关的讲法。To be tired of something, 就是厌倦的意思。比如说 I'm tired of driving, 我对开车很厌倦。如果你对某一件事非常的受不了，你可以把 sick 跟 tired 放在一起。I'm sick and tired of driving, 我对开车忍无可忍。另外 fed up with 也是非常受不了的意思。
Well, we hope that you'll never get fed up with English, so let's take a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back from the break. Well, simply stated, the word transition means change from one thing to another. So the Terrafugia transition is, in fact, a very appropriate name because this machine changes from a car into a plane and back again. And it doesn't take that long to make the transition, I might add. Of course, a vehicle like the Transition is going to gain a lot of public interest or publicity. Our example sentence for publicity reads, "The store has received lots of publicity because of its excellent customer service." Next is the key word, mode. Michelle changed her cell phone's setting to silent mode during the meeting. Okay, let's resume the reading on line 10.
The Terrafugia transition. The company recently received publicity from around the world with the introduction of the Transition. A true hybrid, the Transition combines the abilities of an automobile with those of a small aircraft. However, the Transition doesn't require users to drive an airplane down the street. Instead, it can be converted from aircraft to road mode in less than 30 seconds. By entering a PIN number, pilots can make the wings fold against the side of the vehicle. Power then moves from the propeller to the front wheels. Drivers who wish to fly simply reverse the process before taking off.
Welcome back. Before the break, we saw that a Massachusetts-based company, Terrafugia, is helping this idea of the transition, or this airplane that you can drive or fly. They're helping this idea catch on. And the company recently received publicity from around the world. Now, if you receive publicity, what is it that you're getting?
Well, you're getting a lot of attention, and not just regular attention, but you're getting attention in newspapers, on TV, maybe on the radio, or on the internet. And companies like publicity. They often will write press releases and reports, and they want people to know about them and their new products. So this is something all companies want. They want to get publicity. And this company, Terrafugia, well, they have recently got a lot of publicity on this new vehicle they have recently introduced, and this vehicle is called Transition.
Okay, so they have received a lot of publicity, a lot of public attention from around the world with the introduction of the Transition. Now, our article calls this a true hybrid. And if you know what a hybrid is, you know that a hybrid is something that combines two things. And actually, sometimes we talk about a bike, a kind of bike, being a hybrid. That would be a bike that you can ride on a trail through the woods, or a bike that you could ride on the road. And usually those are two different kinds of bikes, but a hybrid bike would be those two kinds of bikes combined into one.
Right. A hybrid can also be talking about things of two different styles or different types. So this is a hybrid of an aircraft, so an airplane, something that's moving in the sky, and also an automobile. And this is a vehicle that moves on the ground, a car and an airplane. This is a combination, a hybrid.
Okay, so our article says that it's a true hybrid. The Transition combines the abilities of an automobile or a car with those of a small aircraft or a small airplane. However, the Transition doesn't require users to drive an airplane down the street.
Now this, of course, is very interesting because it would be hard for users to drive the airplane down the street because airplanes are made to fly and people wouldn't drive this Transition down the street or on your regular street. Instead, what would they do?
Well, they would change this Transition or they would change it or they would convert it into a car. And that's the beauty of this Transition, is that it doesn't require its drivers to drive this huge airplane down the road. That would cause some problems. You can convert this into a car. So it's converted from an aircraft to road mode in less than 30 seconds.
Right, and the word mode means one of a series of ways a machine can be made to work. So instead of looking like an airplane with wheels and, of course, with wings, then it can be changed into a car. And this is the car mode or car function, and it looks just like a regular car.
Okay, and there are many things that I have that have different modes. Actually, my cell phone has a regular mode, and then it has a silent mode where I can turn the ringer off so that it doesn't make any noise. So when I do that, I would be switching modes.
Well, how would they do this? Well, you can enter your PIN, your PIN number. This stands for your personal identification number. It's like your secret password or code. And once you enter it into the Transition, then the wings will fold in the car and it will fold against the side of the vehicle.
Okay, so it sounds like they probably fold up against the side of the vehicle, and then the power moves from the propeller to the front wheels. Okay, so what propels the plane is the propeller, and the propeller is something that usually has flat things that spin around, and it pushes either air or water, and actually it pushes a vehicle forward by pushing air or water backwards.
Right, you can think of a helicopter, and a helicopter has propellers at the top, and the blades will spin, and this will help the helicopter move air so it can fly. So drivers who wish to fly simply reverse the process before taking off. This means instead of changing it from the airplane mode to the automobile mode, they would change it from car to airplane mode if they want to fly.
Okay, so this Transition sounds like a pretty cool vehicle. Now, we've got a video to show you a little bit more about how this vehicle works.
Hi everyone, I'm
Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 transition 这个名词 T-R-A-N-S 这个字首有越过或通过的意思，所以 transition 是指转换、过渡的阶段或者是变革。例如 The transition from childhood to adulthood can be very confusing for teenagers. 由孩子转变成成人这个过程对青少年来说可能是很让他们感到迷惑的。或者是 People expect a smooth transition to a full democracy. 人民期待转变到完全民主制度的过程可以很顺利。接下来我们看的是 catch on 这个成语。Catch on 在这里是指流行，例如 PDA cell phones caught on really fast once they were invented. PDA 手机发明之后很快的就流行起来。或者是 The new user-friendly software will probably catch on very soon. 这个很容易入门的新软体应该很快的会广受欢迎。所以我们看的是 hybrid 这个名词。Hybrid 是指混合物或者是合成物。例如 This car is a hybrid which uses both gasoline and natural gas. 这种车是一种合成体，它可以使用汽油或者是天然瓦斯。Hybrid 也指混种的植物或动物。例如 This kind of tomato is a large and sweet hybrid. 这种混种的番茄又大又甜。And you don't want to miss what comes next. Stay tuned!
The Terrafugia Transition. The airplane you can fly or drive. Are you sick of commutes to the airport? Exhausted by the search for airport parking? Tired of trying to find ground transportation at your destination? A flying car may be just what you need. While the concept of flying cars has been around for decades, the cars themselves have never really caught on. Now,The Massachusetts-based company Terrafugia is changing that. The company recently received publicity from around the world with the introduction of the Transition. A true hybrid, the Transition combines the abilities of an automobile with those of a small aircraft. However, the Transition doesn't require users to drive an airplane down the street. Instead,It can be converted from aircraft to road mode in less than 30 seconds. By entering a PIN number, pilots can make the wings fold against the side of the vehicle. Power then moves from the propeller to the front wheels. Drivers who wish to fly simply reverse the process before taking off.
Now, for decades, people have talked about creating a machine like the Transition. Well, everyone, the future is finally here. It is an airplane you can drive down the street, and it's a car you can fly. It's both of these things. Friends, there's so much more to discuss. Please come back tomorrow as we continue talking about the Terrafugia Transition. Now, a reminder that tonight...You have the opportunity to practice your speaking and listening skills with one of your Let's Talk in English Studio Classroom or Advanced Studio Classroom teachers. Check page 8 in your magazines for more information about Call Your Teacher. Friends, I and everybody else here at Studio Classroom hope you have a great day. Bye-bye, everyone.